First time hiking by Annie Nguyen. A few months after we were married, we took our church youth group hiking, staying the nights in cabins and sleeping in separate bunks. We were in the perpetually wanting it phase, common to newlyweds, who were still discovering the glories of Christian marriage. And up to now, we had slept in the same bed every night since our wedding. We had both been solo masturbators before we married, but now we just wanted each other and to do it together. On day two of the hike, we let the group get ahead, and he hugged me. I felt him get hard in just a few seconds and wanted him inside me so badly. We needed a plan. Anything we did when we got to the cabin in the evening would be much too obvious. So, we had to find somewhere for a quickie during the day. When we came to a place where it was clear under the trees, we left the trail, hoping no one would miss us for just a few minutes. The ground was damp, so I suggested that my husband fuck me standing up. We both had a picture in our mind of what we wanted to be doing, but it was another first for us, so we had to sort out the practicalities of how to do it. Obviously, to spread my legs apart far enough to get his penis into my vagina, we would have to start by getting my shorts off. I didn't want to take my footwear off, so he pulled my shorts down and managed to pull one leg of them over a boot. But when he tried to pull my panties over it, they were too tight and tore it. It seemed funny to me, and I started to giggle like a little schoolgirl, partly because the situation just felt so naughty. But at least my knickers were out of the way, so I could spread my legs for him to enjoy me. He lifted my t-shirt, pulled my bra down, and teased my nipples while looking into my eyes. I think my mouth was hanging open with desire. But we didn't have time for any foreplay, so I put his fingers away so he could concentrate on the main attraction. He then pulled my left knee up high and felt my pussy. I was already very wet and slippery and ready for him. When he fingered me, my hips tilted forward eagerly. I said I really wanted to feel something bigger in there. While I watched, he undid his fly. I have always found his erect penis fascinating and couldn't help gazing at it. His balls were getting caught in the bottom of the zip, so he slid his shorts down off his bum. Then he hoisted me up with his hands under my thighs, and I grabbed him around the neck to help. He is tall, and he had to get me up high enough to get his erection in because it was pointing straight up. The uneven ground meant we were not very stable, and it didn't help that I still had the giggles. He was finding the situation pretty funny, too, and I had to put my back against a tree to get us steady enough. He got his penis started into my vagina and carefully lowered me down onto it. It felt so nice that I tried to jiggle up and down on him, but it just wasn't very practical, and it made the situation seem even funnier to me. I tried to remind myself that I was now a married woman with the responsibility of giving my loving husband his conjugal rights, and I wasn't helping things at all, not to mention that I needed a good fucking myself, and if I was going to get it, I should try and behave myself. We agreed it would be better just to let him do me up against the tree. He held me up high enough to give himself room to move and started thrusting. It was what I needed, and I began to settle down a bit. I moaned with pleasure, and after a while, my growing excitement triggered his orgasm. I counted about 12 ejaculatory spurts. His penis stayed stiff, and when I pressed my clit against him and urged him to push even harder, he delivered with pleasure. It was lovely. My orgasm was so intense that I made a lot more noise than I should have, but I don't think anyone heard. I also got very messy. He ejaculates at least a tablespoon full of thick white fluid. When he put me back on my feet, I saw the amount of stuff oozing down my legs and my torn knickers. I started to giggle again about the whole funny business. He muttered something about girls, but he took control of the situation, tearing my panties off my other leg. He used them to wipe up the stuff. I felt so happy and relaxed that all I did to help him was to hold one leg up very high so he could gently wipe my pussy, carefully cleaning the folds between my labia. Fortunately, his thrustings had made most of this stuff come out, which meant I might stay reasonably dry afterward. He put the legs of my shorts back over my boot, and then the meanie gave my bare bum a little smack. It made me yelp, but I chose to take it as a sign of endearment. This did not mean there would not be revenge. I pulled my shorts up while he did the same, and I watched as he carefully positioned his penis as comfortably as possible in his undies. It was a bit softer, but it hadn't gone down yet, like they say it is supposed to. I think it is because he likes me. He finished tidying by putting the remains of my soggy knickers in his pack. He gave me a hug. We had a little laugh about our amateurish performance, but we agreed that we had to do it, of course, now that we were married. He kissed me on the lips. And because we were about to rejoin the others, and it would be embarrassing if I was still dripping semen, he felt my pussy lips at the same time, to be sure I wouldn't wet my shorts. No panties made it too easy for us, and he took longer there than he needed to. I really didn't mind, but we just had to go. We felt invigorated as we headed up the trail, at a good pace to catch up with our party, and I enjoyed the air cooling my damp labia.